The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. Latin American and Caribbean countries need to take practical actions to strengthen unity to help them overcome the challenges that the region faces today, said the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ralph Gonsalves. A more active cooperation in the application of integration mechanisms is essential to advance in this battle, the statesman asserted in statements to Prensa Latina. We have good frameworks in the Association of Caribbean States, the Caribbean Community, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, ALBA. The principles are contained in documents. What we have to do is apply them more regularly, recommended Gonsalves. Of course, that is easier said than done because imperialism is always very active in creating divisions and dissidents, challenges and difficulties, said the dignitary who traveled to Cuba to attend the summit of the Bolivarian Alliance of the Peoples of Our America People's Trade Treaty. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported today that in the last hours, 29 people with COVID-19 were detected and none died as a result of the pandemic. Of the 176 active cases in the country, 173 have a stable clinical evolution, while three serious people remain in intensive care. With the 45 clinical discharges granted, the total number of recoveries amounted to 1,096,555, and since the start of the pandemic in March 2020, 1,105,319 cases were reported. On the day, the Ministry of Health specified no disease is reported and the total number of deaths is 8,529. Today, 8 hotels of the Iberostar chain in Cuba are among the annual prizes awarded by TripAdvisor to the facilities that systematically receive positive opinions from visitors. In the Best of the Best category, an award that rewards quality and luxury according to the travel application, the Iberostar Grand Packard ranked 8th among the best 25 hotels in the Caribbean. Meanwhile, another 7 hotels, the Iberostar Hotels, were awarded in the traveler sections. In this way, Iberostar Hotels and Resorts Cuba is positioned as a destination of high demand and acceptance by clients who visit the Greater Antilles, highlighted an official note from that hotel company. Iberostar has more than 80% of its hotels on the beachfront on a global scale, a rule from which Cuba does not escape. And in the international agenda, we have that the head of the Movement for Socialism, MAS, Gualberto Arispe, demanded urgency in the trial against 4 members of the Resistencia Juvenil Cochala, RJC, extremist group prosecuted for threatening the security of the country. We applaud the accusation that has been made and ask for speed so that this case reaches its conclusion. Those who have committed crimes, those who have made mistakes, have violated our regulations, must be punished, the legislator said. The Ministry of Government Interior reported in a statement that Yacir Molina, Milena Soto, Mario Antonio Bascope, and Fabio Alejandro Bascope, members of the RJC, were accused and they must present their exoneration evidence at the beginning of a public oral trial on June 6th. The aforementioned are accused of their excesses during the November 2019 coup and during the regime of Jeanine Añez. Meanwhile, the Dominican Republic's government is not complying with the agreements on the repatriation of Haitians from its territory, exposing migrants to deplorable situations, repatriates and refugees support group denounced. Joseph Mike Alicias, head of the communication for the non-governmental organization, told the local radio station that Santo Domingo's behavior is contrary to the Memorandum of Understanding signed by the countries in 1999 and violates the majority of its clauses. The document established that repatriations will respect the human rights of the returnees, will be communicated within a reasonable period of time to the Haitian authorities, and will take place through official border points, which, in Lissier's opinion, is not currently being complied with. Last week, the support group for returnees and refugees denounced that more than 1,700 Haitians were returned in less than 2 weeks, among them 76 children and a dozen pregnant women. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.